The Malaysian government has been running deficits since the Asian financial crisis in 1998. Late last year, it took its first major step to rein in spending by slashing huge fuel subsidies. People like mother of two Chan Sok Peng say that prices of essential goods have already shot up since then.
Actually, I'm very worried. We just try to go out less, eat out less, cook more at home, pull all the plugs from our power source, just to try and save our electricity. We try and save our water.
Malaysians are bracing themselves for worse to come. The government has said it will introduce a long-delayed goods and services tax starting next year. And it recently announced increases to highway tolls, electricity tariffs and public transportation fares. Economist Ye Kim Leng supports the moves.
It's important that the government rationalize the subsidies because it now makes up more than half of the fiscal deficit. So, and that itself is not sustainable.
Only around one-tenth of Malaysia's working population actually pays income tax. And the government relies on royalties from the state oil company, Petronas, for up to 40% of its revenue.
This so-called over-reliance on the national oil company is actually not prudent. So that's the basis for actually implementing the long-awaited GST.
The political opposition says it is not against trimming subsidies or other spending cuts in principle. But opposition politician Rafizi Ramli points to the government's own Auditor General's reports, which he says show a huge waste of public funds year after year.
No matter how many new taxes that you implement, no matter how new stream of income that you bring to the government, unless there is a discipline to get rid of wastages, corruption, to relook at the procurement practices of the country, it's like pouring money into a black hole.
International surveys indicate Malaysia is comparatively less corrupt than other countries in Southeast Asia. Just before the new year, Prime Minister Najib Razak did announce some cuts to spending allowances for members of parliament and civil servants. But busy Malaysian mother Chan Sok Peng says those cuts are nothing compared to the sacrifices people like her will have to make just to get by. Mahi Ramakrishnan for VOA News, Kuala Lumpur.